Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, never ask a barber if you need a haircut or a surgeon if you need surgery. Think about it, and let's talk about life. When the wise men went to King Herod to ask the location of the newborn king of mankind, their suspicions were aroused that Herod meant harm and not good for the baby Jesus in Bethlehem. After following the star to the location of Joseph, Mary, and the Christ child, and worshiping the babe in the manger, the wise men were warned to not return home the way they had come, but to take a new and different direction and path to assure a safe and healthy trip home. Fast forward to today and realize the path of Christ for his family is on acceptance of Jesus as our risen Savior, a new direction and a new path to a healthier life. The Bible gives us instructions on diet and hygiene throughout its pages. We are told the purpose of our lives is to tell others the good news or gospel. You and I cannot deliver that good news if we do not take care of our bodies and our health to the best of our abilities. This priority of being in good health is a new direction for most and requires us to look realistically at our lifestyles to lay out that new path to live with purpose and happiness. The Old Testament writers and prophets give us instruction for what to eat and what to avoid as unclean and dangerous to our well-being. Our instructions include mental as well as physical health, and most of Christ's miracles involved overcoming health obstacles of some form, including even giving renewed life to those already declared dead. Jesus asked that we treat our bodies as temples dedicated to God. Too often today, we develop cathedrals instead of temples as we overeat and lack discipline and exercise. God was so concerned with our being healthy that at creation, he made one-fifth of our body cells immune cells to help protect us from what seeks to harm us. How is your immune army today? Especially as we age, our defenses become weaker and begin to decline. What do we do? First is diet. Avoid sugar and white refined products while eating natural and nutritious foods with essential nutrients. Give your body time to repair and recover with adequate rest of 7 to 8 hours a night. Exercise moderately to keep muscles, tissues, and organs, as well as your mind, in good condition. Minimize stress to the extent possible, with prayer a major part of your daily routine. Keep your immune response strong by supplementing with quality nutritional supplements, such as NSC-MG Glucan. Use NSC-MG Glucan to assure you are on